Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather tonight is pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Jerusalem remains cool and clear, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to an Axios report just in, Trump told Netanyahu to pull IDF troops out of Syria and Lebanon during a phone call. Also, earlier today, Netanyahu warned Iran, stating, "Attack us and we will hit you harder than last time." He assured that Israel is prepared for any scenario. Also this hour, the United States used suicide boats for the first time during a strike in Iran, according to I-24 News. Separately, Trump has asked Netanyahu to move troops out of Syria and Lebanon, as reported by Axios earlier today. And finally, earlier this hour, Netanyahu assured, "We are prepared for any scenario." Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a prominent commentator, posting just minutes ago, reported that during Khamenei's funeral, Hamas senior officials met with Iranian leadership in Tehran. They discussed rebuilding Hamas's military capabilities. Barak Ravid, a journalist, wrote earlier today that Trump urged Netanyahu to start repositioning Israeli forces outside Syria and Lebanon during a recent phone conversation. Joe Truzman, an analyst, noted earlier this evening that there have been numerous Iranian attacks in Bahrain. Videos show Bahraini air defenses attempting to intercept projectiles. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Axios report, Trump has been pushing for a strategic withdrawal of Israeli forces from Syria and Lebanon. This move aligns with his broader Middle Eastern policy objectives. The implications could reshape regional alliances and military engagements. Turning to Netanyahu's warning to Iran, his comments come amid heightened tensions between Israel and Iran. With both countries maintaining a heavy military presence in the region, any escalation could have significant consequences for regional stability. Meanwhile, the United States' use of suicide boats in a strike against Iran marks a significant shift in military tactics. This development underscores the evolving nature of warfare in the region. It also highlights the U.S.'s commitment to countering Iranian influence. The call between Trump and Netanyahu about troop movements reflects ongoing discussions about Israel's military strategy. Such decisions could impact the IDF's operational readiness and regional security dynamics. Finally, Netanyahu's assurance of preparedness signals Israel's readiness to respond to threats. This stance is crucial for maintaining a deterrent posture against potential adversaries in the volatile Middle East landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEK, smartphone sales have hit a 13-year low. Demand for AI chips is squeezing memory supply, affecting Chinese manufacturers like Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo, while Samsung and Apple gain market share. Separately, Walla Business reports that two winners in the north will share 25 million shekels from a recent lottery. A woman in her 30s and a couple of retirees each collected 12.5 million shekels. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that new regulations have been approved to increase wage deductions for housing from foreign construction workers. The change aims to ease financial pressures on contractors. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.